Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. I'm speaking with Scott Charlton, who is the CEO of Transurban. Scott, it's always good to talk to you.
No, Tom, thank you.
Now, you've just announced your results. It was an impressive set of numbers across the board. What stood out for you?
Look, we were really happy. We had EBITDA growth of 10% and obviously a really strong distribution this year and forecast guidance of next year. But I think we had really strong freight traffic growth across the network of Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, which shows the strong economies of the cities that we're operating in, and some growth contributing from our Airport Link acquisition that we made last year coming through the numbers as well. But still seeing strong economies in the Sydney and Melbourne, and that's coming through our numbers. So, yeah, good markets.
And what about the American side of the operations? They're performing quite well as well.
Yeah, still in a ramp-up phase. So our whole dynamic pricing model there where we price the extra capacity on the road is working really well. Well, some strong numbers around the 495 projects, which was one of our two roads there. So we saw EBITDA growth there of almost 40% and revenue growth up 25%. So that model's working really well for us. And our consumers there, our customers there is really interesting. They get a very high satisfaction rating because they actually are using our lanes and they're seeing the congestion on the free lanes. And so they see the value they're getting. So they're quite happy to pay when time matters to them.
Well, that's a really important point that you make there, because to be able to price that capacity really highlights the focus that the organization has placed on technology.
Yeah, we're doing a lot around technology, customer, giving information to our customers and here in Australia, because you hear a lot about tolls. You don't hear as much about the 310,000 hours that are saved a day across those three cities on the East Coast in using the different networks of our road. So I think it's important that our customers get the choice, and we can do that through technology and different products. So a lot of really interesting things have come down the pike this year, and we'll be doing a lot more in the next couple of years.
So from that vantage point, when you look at the demographics in on the east coast of Australia, you must really be encouraged that the scale, particularly in Sydney, where the population in Western Sydney is going to be growing extraordinarily over the course of the next 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, look, great opportunity. So demand is really not an issue for us. It's how we manage supply. So working with the governments on both public transport, which they're providing, new roads, active transport, but using technology eventually like autonomous vehicles and smart motorways to manage that demand. One of the issues we have, if we don't use this technology, we could become very congested in the future. So it's quite exciting. So demand's not the issue, it's how we manage the supply of the road.
Indeed. So on that score, you've actually got a very healthy development pipeline with $9 billion worth of projects on tap. It's important to put that into context with the discussion around debt, because you need the debt to fund those projects. What do you say to people who are concerned about the level of debt and where we are in the interest rate cycle?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Look, if you look at our gearing on a market cap basis, we're roughly geared about 35%. So some people think we have a lot of debt, and we do. But we have obviously a big asset base and a big portfolio to manage that. What we've seen over the last couple of years is we've been lengthening our tenor and actually bringing the cost of debt down. So our overall cost of debt is now under 5% across the group, and average life maturity is over 9 years. And what we've seen is even with bond rates starting to rise, but because the Aussie dollar and bringing that back to currency, the average rate has stayed around that 5 or just below 5%. And so we don't really see a big change in the medium term. But also if you look at inflation, because we are hedged to inflation in our escalation, as inflation starts to rise, bond rates may rise, but inflation will rise and protect us on the other side. So we're quite comfortable, particularly given our hedge position, that almost all of our interest rate exposure for the next sort of decade is hedged. So we're quite comfortable with that position. And there's lots of volume out there for us to tap into for that pipeline.
Now, you mentioned autonomous driving. So we hear a lot about cars driving themselves, but we hear less about the roads on which they're going to drive. So toll roads could reasonably play a very important part in that equation, couldn't it?
Yeah, we think there's a real opportunity here for mobility as a service, and part of that will become autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles, how all this technology integrates. And we think that will lead to more kilometers being driven and better service. And so what we're running trials in the US, trials in Victoria, around how we prepare the infrastructure to interact with these vehicles, because there will be quite a long period of time where you have levels of autonomy and not levels of autonomy interacting with each other. So lots to do, and yet it early days and lots of hype, but even small things like automatic braking, lane changing protection, they make a difference on the safety and availability of the road. So faster it can be introduced, the safer the roads are, and the better it is for our drivers and for us.
So when are you planning to have a driverless car to get you to work?
I would love to have the first one. I do have a small electric car at this point, but I also know that through some of the studies that I don't think they're quite there yet for full levels of autonomy. Yeah. So keep your hands on the wheel.
Scott, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom. Cheers.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.